That was a recording from a Nest camera in the area of Hubbard Street just after 12:45 Wednesday morning. And that from the same camera almost exactly 2 days later.
We talk about, is it safe to live in this neighborhood anymore? This was a wonderful neighborhood. We've lived here for almost 20 years.
I mean, I've lived here for 13 years and it's always been a reasonably good neighborhood. But yeah, you know, there's a certain bad element that the city really needs to pick up on.
We rang a few doorbells on Friday to speak to neighbors. However, most of their Ring doorbell cameras aren't pointed at the street and didn't catch the vehicle speeding away. Lori lives at the end of the street. She says she heard the shots early Friday morning.
We used to see officers. They would walk around our neighborhood, say hello. We don't see any of that anymore. We don't see officers on the street. And that's a big concern because things are getting escalated. I just want to make sure that the city's taking notice, and especially with the new police chief in town that said we want to make safety and outreach important. We want to see that go to work, and we want to make sure everybody stays safe in the city, especially during the holidays.
For Lori and her neighbors like Erica Gabrielson, the area is what they call a working-class neighborhood. But Eric says there is a block along Hubbard that makes him a little bit uncomfortable.
There's inspection problems down on that block. There's problems with, you know, quite honestly, slumlords. There's, you know, a lot of things that just aren't really caught unless you know the neighborhood. It's targeted neighborhood enforcement of inspection codes. It's holding landlords accountable. Generally, these types of things tend to happen at low-income rentals where the landlords don't live in or even around town.
As for the crime itself, he says he's never seen anything like this.
This is more frequent than I've ever seen. The neighborhood isn't without its problems. Crime honestly has gotten worse since COVID started around the near west side. Just anecdotally, what I see on Hubbard or Woodlawn or Norwood, it's getting worse.
And making things even more uncomfortable for him is how he says police are communicating about the situation.
I'd feel a lot safer if the police were openly communicating things to the people that live here and that are concerned. After the shooting overnight on Tuesday into Wednesday, a police officer stopped by on Wednesday morning and just asked if my Ring had seen anything, and I haven't heard anything from the police or gotten anything from them since.
Even the neighborhood mail lady is concerned about the shootings and the people she's gotten to know along her route along Hubbard Street.
I don't feel comfortable, I'll tell you that, because when I do that part, it's usually getting dark, whether it be morning or not. It's a very uneasy feeling. For the sake of that whole area and that neighborhood, I hope to God there's more police involvement. I hope they figure out what's going on. I hope they do surveillance. I hope they do something because those people are afraid to come out of their house, whether it's morning, noon, or night.
Now, Shannon Moore is a little bit closer to the action, sort of. He owns a few multiplexes right across the street from the home that was targeted.
It happened, and we were like, oh, that's scary. And then we're like, well, this is going to be the safest neighborhood in the city for a week because they're not going to come right back. And then 2 days later, boom, they're back again. And that's like, okay, now that is scary. Now it's like you want a cop parked out front 24 hours a day. After these two events, we've had one tenant already say that they're moving out. They have, a lot of them have small children, and they're said that we left last night, my kids aren't coming back here, and you know, and can't blame them.
Nobody was injured in either shooting, and the person living at the home has reportedly not been cooperating with police. On Green Bay's Near West Side, Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.